For my birthday this year, I got a gift from Gareth, and it's this watch that I got. And I really like it because it, I mean, first of all, it looks really good and it's light. And but what makes it really cool is that it's a solar-powered watch, so it has an internal energy storage, and it doesn't ever need replacing a battery or something because it charges with light. And that's really good. I mean, the downside of it is obviously if it doesn't get any light, what happens that the second arm or it skips every second, so it's sort of it stays for 2 seconds and then it moves the space of 2 seconds. And if you were to leave it even longer out of the light, for example, put it into a drawer or something, it would eventually shut down completely. And the instructions say that there are different ways of recharging the battery. So you can put it under an artificial light, a desk lamp or something like that, and it would, if it was totally dead, it would take up to 130 hours for it to charge under artificial light. And then it gave a number for a cloudy day, and the most effective way of charging this is under direct sunlight. So if you have it under direct sunlight, it would take only 11 hours to charge completely from being totally dead. So if I wear this watch outside, and I have been wearing it quite a bit outside because I walk to work, and over the last few months we've enjoyed quite some nice weather, it has been charged quite well in the past. And on my way to work, I come underneath some railway bridges where it's a bit darker. And 2 weeks ago, when I walked through this dark, shadowy underneath these bridges, I looked at the watch and I could see those Lumo bits shining back at me. So I could see, they recharge with the light, and then you can see it even in the dark. And I was surprised that it would make such an effect, because it wasn't actually that dark under the bridge. It was just a bit more shady than outside. And at that moment, God spoke to me and said, this is actually very similar to how we humans work. We also have an internal energy storage that every now and then can run low. And I'm sure everybody here has experienced that when you're low on energy and you get to a point where you don't really get as much done as you want to do. You know, you become less effective, just like the second arm when it skips every second. And if your energy storage runs even lower, you may even come to a complete shutdown, meaning being sick or having a burnout or something like that. And if we are at a place where our energy storage is low, then there are different ways of recharging that as well. Some people may go on a holiday, or you may want to stay in bed for the whole day. Or some people do wellness or fitness. That wouldn't be one of mine, but so there are different means we can do. Maybe even just regular meals could help. And whilst all of these things are really good, we should do them every now and then, you know, get enough rest and eat regularly, they are just not as effective as they could be. They're a bit like the artificial light for my watch. What really is effective for our internal energy storage is spending time with Jesus. And that is the equivalent of the direct sunlight for my watch. So much so that when we spend a lot of time with Jesus, we actually come to a point where we can reflect his light into the dark places of this world, into our workplace, into our schools, into our university, in the marketplace, in Tesco's, wherever you go. You can shine Jesus' light forth. And at that point, I was asking God, because we have heard it in the past a bit about the fragrance of God being dispersed in our community, I was asking him, how much is Jesus seen through me in my workplace? And when I'm honest, maybe it's because my work colleagues are really nice people, but somebody who would look from the outside, I felt, wouldn't see too much of a difference between me and them. And I was asking God, so how can I change that? How can I become more the shining light of Jesus in my workplace? And the answer was simple. He said, spend more time with Jesus. Just spend more time with me. And it's something that Jesus promises, actually, in Matthew 11. He says in verse 28, "Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." And when Jesus was with his disciples on the day before his crucifixion, when they had supper together, I felt that that was one of his main concerns as well for his disciples, that they would have that recharging in his presence. In Luke 22, we can read, "And he took the bread, gave thanks, and broke it, and gave it to them, saying, 'This is my body given for you. Do this in remembrance of me.' In the same way, after the supper, he took the cup, saying, 'This cup is the new covenant in my blood, which is poured out for you.'" And this verse, "Do this in remembrance of me," he wanted them to remember him. And even though I know how much Jesus loves us, well, I probably don't grasp it fully, but he loves to spend time with us. That I'm totally sure of that. But I feel that when he said that to his disciples, he also was concerned about them, that they would spend time with him so that their inner energy storage could be renewed on a daily basis, so that they could shine Jesus' light forth into the world. And when we are doing the breaking of bread now, when we have the bread and the juice, I encourage you to thank Jesus for everything he has done on the cross for you and during your life as well. But then also allow him to refresh you, to recharge that inner energy storage, and to, yeah, just to draw from his energy, especially if you are in a place where you feel that your level is running low.